Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we get into your word this morning, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit come forward to give us the guidance that we need, Father. And even more than that, Father, is to give us the knowledge of your word that is nothing but truth, Father. Not man's weak ways, but your ways, Father, in how to walk upright and close with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And according to your will and your way, Father. Now be with us throughout this study. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We just finished chapter 3 yesterday. And you know, that is a chapter that we all really need to know and understand. Because it's letting us know what we must have and what we must be if we are to make heaven our home. And it's put straight and straightforward, point blank. Because we know the Lord don't play games. Now, and we had the Lord doing the talking through most of chapter 3. This morning we're going to be starting here, chapter 4, verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. And one other family is all that Jesus himself actually baptized. Verse 2 says, though Jesus baptized not but his disciples. 3, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. 4, and he must needs go through Samaria. 5, you know, this traveling they do through Samaria, that's a route taken by strict Jews from Jerusalem to Galilee, was toward Jericho across the Jordan River to the east side, north through Berea, passing the hated Samaritans, and finally recrossing the Jordan into Galilee. Now, 5, then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Now, you see what has brought all of that on, and why the hatred for the Samaritans, the Jewish hatred, was the Samaritans had intermarried with Gentiles during the Assyrian captivity. They acknowledged only the Pentateuch Church of the Scripture. In around 400 B.C., built a temple on Mount Gerizim. Here in 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Now he's telling her a little bit about himself here. But the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Now, you see, the water he's talking to her about in both 10 and here in 13 is the Holy Spirit. Now, 14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, he's sharing this with, and that this is what got her amazed. with a woman that is a Samaritan, and the Jews would have nothing to do with it. Now, 15. The woman saith unto him, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Jesus saith unto her, "Go call thy husband and come hither." Uh-oh. You see, Jesus knows all about it. Now, 17. The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast said well, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saith thou truly." And the woman saith unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet." 20. "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." 21. Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." To her straight and pretty strong. Now, here in 24, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Now, the woman saith unto him, "I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things." Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." Now he's revealing himself to this Samaritan woman. But now, here in 27, "And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man says, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her?" I'm not asking many questions here, but they're not really understanding why he would be talking with her, because she's a Samaritan. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" You know, if you contacted him today, and he would tell you by the Spirit everything you ever did and what you were still doing, how do you think you would take that? Would you be afraid? Would you want to accept him? Would you want to go telling others about it? But you see, that's exactly what she did. She was telling others about it. Now, here in 30. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Now once again, he's speaking to them, and they don't understand what he's talking about. 33. Therefore said disciples one to another, has any man brought him out to eat? 34. But Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Now, 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Now he's using the natural growth of things they grow in that day and time as an example to let them know to get ready and be ready, because the harvest of mankind is coming close. And that they'll need to be harvesting men. 36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. 37. Herein is that saying true. One soweth, another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they brought him, and they besought him, that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. And said unto the woman, now we believe not because thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Now, 43. Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. But we know this. Now, when you become a believer in Jesus, you lose a lot of friends and even family members that wants no more to do with you. 45. Then when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast. So they also went to the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Come. Then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. You see, they had to see things. They had to see signs and wonders before they'd believe anything at all. 49. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down, ere my child die. And Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Now he's used his faith, and he's believing in what Jesus told him. But you see, when Jesus worked this way with him, our Lord already knew that this man would believe. 51. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. And they met him to let him know his son lived. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. 53. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. You see, that act of kindness and of healing saved this whole house. And we don't know how many was involved. But back then, houses consisted of quite a few. Now, his whole house. 54. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. And there he has now come to the end of chapter 4. And we found a lot going on coming through 4, especially with this woman, which ordinarily, if it had been another Jewish man, even one of his disciples, they would not have been talking with this woman. And here, the Lord changed her even, caused her to become a believer and share with others about him and tell them to go see him and what he had done. What are you doing today? Are you doing anything at all for him? Most are not. And they don't do it daily. What little they do when they're not involved in other things. You see, they're not putting God first. Other things tongue before the Lord and Savior, the Almighty God, because they're using. I've got things I've got to do, so I just don't have time. And when you stand before Him, you're going to find out that He hasn't got time for you. And you're going to hear Him say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I never knew you." He didn't know you because you was doing nothing for Him. How many of your friends have you really shared anything about the Lord Jesus Christ with them? Or your family? Are you really trying to get anyone to join you in listening and studying with you and with our ministry? What are you doing? Now, we all know what we should be doing. But the question is, are we doing it? Or have we left everything undone? All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, if you close your word this morning, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for the times that we do come together to study thy word so that we can learn and do what we need to be doing, Father, to help someone else out of darkness and into the light, that light being Jesus. That we are helpful in being used to reach them, Father, so that they too can come out of that darkness and through the light, that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for Israel and Jerusalem that they, Father, will have peace. But more than that, that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And our land, Father, is filled, Father, with evil that has been brought on by those that sit in our high places of our government that is filled with evil and that has brought this evil upon our people and our land. Father, I pray for them to be removed and to be replaced by those that love you, that love the Lord Jesus, loves the church, your people, and this land, and that will work with us to bring this land to repentance and, Father, work with us to put our government back upon the foundation which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, pray for those that are in my heart. Any flowers are going to sleep. James Taylor, Amy, her husband Tom, son Jacob, Bobby and Millie Johnson, Courtney and Shane, Debbie and Daryl, Sue Branson, my wife, myself, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, all of our family, Father. We all have family members that are walking lost. I pray that the Holy Spirit work within them and help them to come to realize that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. That they will come out of darkness and go to the Lord Jesus and repent. And be saved. And start their new life. Getting into His Word. Learning of the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. Now, Father, as we separate for this day, keep us all in health, Father. Keep us safe. And bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. And if you walk with God, He'll walk with you. Bye-bye now.